happening locally. The news.
And it is a Friday morning, therefore it is today that we take our last look for this week at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Deputy for Democratic Change, the CD party, Yanabel Abrego, said that her candidates for the secretariats of women and youth of this political group won the internal elections last Sunday, this despite the results issued so far by the National Elections Commission. Abrego, General Secretary of the CD, said that she met with her lawyers, with whom she will proceed with all the corresponding resources to guarantee the triumph obtained. This was stated at a press conference held on Thursday, where she was accompanied by dissident deputies of the CD, that is, those who oppose Romelu Rue, current president of the collective. The deputy said that irregularities have been found, of which her lawyers are already aware, and on several occasions during this conference she accused Rue's group of fraud. In this contest, the big loser was Romelu Rue, who is the one who intends to be a presidential candidate for CD, who did not demonstrate the leadership that he claimed to have in the party, and it was evident that more than 50% of the members of the CD want an alliance with Ricardo Martinelli in 2024, she said. Meanwhile, the counting of votes continues at the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral, with more than 80% progress in the count. For his part, Romelu Rue has denounced that in the internal election last Sunday, he had to compete against three adversaries, Abrego, Ricardo Martinelli and the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party. Three people will be provisionally detained. This is for the death of young Antonio Javier Batista Mena, which occurred on the 6th of March during a brawl on Via Argentina. These persons were charged with the alleged commission of the crime against life and personal integrity in the form of aggravated intentional homicide as perpetrators. They were apprehended in the morning hours of this Wednesday, and this Thursday they faced a hearing of control of guarantees. Family and friends of the 22-year-old who was killed protested on the grounds of the judicial office where the hearing was being held to demand justice. "Let the aggressors pay," read one of the banners carried by the protesters. The Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Sciences accredited that the death of the young man was caused by the blows that he received in the fight. And the National Police reported through its social networks the operation to capture one of the most wanted by the authorities. This is Miguel Ángel Elzate González, who would allegedly be linked to the discovery of the dismembered body of a person on the 2nd of December of 2022 in the Corregimiento of Petania. He is now arrested, found in a residence in the sector of Condado del Rey, and his apprehension occurred after a search operation carried out in coordination with the public ministry. In the early hours of December the 2nd of 2022, a dismembered body was located inside the trunk of a vehicle in Betania. The alert on that occasion was received by the National Police, which described a car on fire. Police officers arrived at the scene and found a lifeless body, Deputy Commissioner Jaime Toledo announced at the time. It was from that instance that the investigations of the case began, which now leads to the capture of Alzate González. The Commission of Government, Justice and Constitutional Affairs of the National Assembly could begin next Thursday, the 30th of March, the discussion in first debate of Bill 625 on extinction of ownership of illicit assets. This became known on Thursday after a meeting between deputies, representatives of the Public Ministry, the Supreme Court of Justice and the Ministry of Public Security. This Thursday, Leandro Avila, President of the Commission, said that probably the first debate would begin with the presentation of the report prepared by the subcommittee that was created to collect the opinions of all sectors on this project. Avila stressed that once the Commission begins to discuss the project, a technical table will review each article so that they can be approved. We shall then proceed to the vote on the articles. That is, to be able to draw up a law that has the national consensus to the greatest possible degree, that serves to combat drug trafficking and organised crime, Avila said. Now, for his part, the attorney in charge of the nation, Javier Caraballo, stressed that the public ministry has been participating in the legislative subcommittee, while reiterating that the public ministry remains open to continue with the adjustments and perfect this bill. are already training prosecutors. We're waiting for it to be approved to start as soon as possible to make use of this future law that we are sure will become an essential tool in the fight against organised crime, said Caraballo. Meanwhile, the head of the public security, Juan Manuel Pino, expressed his confidence that this project will become a law of the Republic and stressed that it will be an important message against organised crime. We're in time. Yes, we are. We're in time to make a law further safeguard democracy and governability of our Panama, said Pino. The Attorney General in charge of the nation, Javier Caraballo, reported on Wednesday that the Public Ministry carried out 4 visual inspection proceedings in the Social Security Fund, CSS. This is in search of clues to establish the whereabouts of 19,000 doses of fentanyl that were taken from that entity. He did not specify when those 4 proceedings were carried out, if in November when the CSS realized that the fentanyl ampules were not there, or since last week when the whole country learned of the disappearance. After an act of accountability of his 2 years of management, Caraballo explained to the media that the proceedings were carried out in the central warehouse, the warehouse of the Arnulfo Arias Madrid Hospital Complex, the medical direction and the pharmacy of the CSS, to determine the operation of the logistics chain travelled by the medicine until their arrival at the end user. Caraballo said that the procedures used by officials for the management of these drugs must be known, as well as the protocols that allow their use by doctors. Now, although the first complaint for the loss of fentanyl was presented to the Public Ministry in November of last year, it was not until March the 6th of this year that the CSS sent the audit that reported the disappearance of 19,000 doses of the substance. Originally, it had been said that it was 10,000 ampules. In that sense, Caraballo explained that it is still very premature to establish responsibilities for the loss of fentanyl, and therefore inspections are carried out to know the handling that was given to this product within the CSS. Caraballo, who was previously an anti-drug prosecutor, acknowledged that it is a substance highly coveted by drug cartels that use it to make very powerful drugs that can cause death. It was learned that the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office sent an official letter to the CSS to establish the amount of the possible patrimonial injury caused to the state by the loss of these ampules. And for his part, the attorney of the administration, Rigoberto Gonzalez, considered that it is a case in which it was necessary to act quickly and adopt necessary administrative measures to avoid more losses. He considered that it is a situation that could affect the internal image of the country. On the 7th of March, a judge of guarantees, Oris Medina, established a judicial precedent in favour of freedom of expression. Before a complaint for libel against Mauricio Valenzuela and Annette Planals, both of the digital media Foco, the judge refused to prohibit the publication of images and news about former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrichello. The decision was based on the consideration that Article 37 of the Constitution prohibits prior censorship, which would be the result of preventing a media outlet and journalist from disseminating information about a person of public interest. The judicial official also rejected the request to issue letters to the Migration Authority and the Transit and Land Transport Authority to validate the migratory movement and the whereabouts of the defendants. On June 22nd of 2020, family jurisdiction judge Alba E. Flores denied a family protection lawsuit filed by former First Lady Marta de Martinelli. This was to prevent the newspaper La Prensa and journalists Rolando Rodriguez, Eliana Morales, Yolanda Sandoval, Juan Manuel Diaz and Olmedo Rodriguez from publishing information about her and her children, Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, as well as the former president. In her decision, Judge Flores cited Spanish jurisprudence and enriched the ruling with relevant international regulations such as the American Convention on Human Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. In this way, it reaffirmed that family law did not conflict with freedom of expression. On the other hand, Panamanian legislation on civil procedure has become a threat to the exercise of freedom of expression. In Panama, civil sequestering is prohibited as a precautionary measure. Now, this is applied to media such as radio and television. However, both digital and print media are unprotected, as they do not have this regulatory framework. In practice, this has meant the civilian seizure of property not only of media outlets, but also of journalists. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this Friday morning. That's some of those stories here in the local news in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.